Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, the podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler, joined by
your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas-Holly. Had a week away. You all thought you could keep me out of here. Tough chance.
Best
tough,
episode yet, tough though. Chance. That was the best one yet.
That was
last
a pretty
week.
Good one. What was what's his boy name? Milk Boy? Milk Boy,
he's
Espresso
the baby boy?
Boy. Oh, he's a baby boy, Espresso
Brandon's
Boy.
The water boy.
I think there needs to be a Milk Boy at one point.
We could have, we'll find a Milk
Boy. We'll find a Milk Boy. Anyways, this week, as far as topics go, we have no real topics, but per we se. Do have a couple of guests. Not just one, but we have two guests. Our first guest is Justin the Ross, and our second guest is a Patreon patron of ours who happened to be in town, homeboys from Europe, which is pretty exciting. So we got in touch with him, and we're going to be doing all kinds of cool things. So yeah. Stay tuned.
Let's get straight into the business. What do we have this week, Brandon?
I don't know.
Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've been out. I'm leaving it up to you. What do we got this week?
We got Patreon. why should people support us, Brandon?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, we got plans. We got visions. Okay, actually, so Dylan was texting me, Paperboy, Espresso Boy.
Yeah, he told me about this, too.
So he was telling me that there's a place in Fairfield where you can rent a tank and an actual real-life, real-sized tank and run over cars.
For only the low price of $3,000.
For only $3,000. So not to say that that's exactly what the money would go towards, but I'm just saying if we had $3,000.
But if we had, like, an excess, if we had too much money coming in,
for sure we would do that. But we really want to do our 3 minutes on Broadway in New York, and that's one of the big ones that we have. We also want to get, you know, new mic stands, microphones, get
better headphones,
just equipment, so we can do our best to bring you the best of quality things.
Speaking of the Paperboy, Dylan Baker, he said to me that this week he went back and re-listened to every episode.
Just to brush up on some trivia.
He said I had to make sure mine was the best one, and it is.
Nice. I like that.
So, you heard it here first. We peaked.
So, for more business, we have
Instagram.
Social media. Yep.
Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter.
At the Espresso Boys.
Oh, wait. I guess we should mention, too. Patreon.com/Espresso Boys.
Know the forward slash Espresso Boys.
That's how you can go check it out. All of our other social media is The Espresso Boys. So Instagram, Twitter. Check us out at The Espresso Boys.
If you have anything fun, you got any questions, feel free to email us at theespressoboys@gmail.com. That is actually how we got in touch with both of our guests this week.
Yes.
Straight from an email. We'd love to hear from you. Hit us up there.
Moving directly into our first comment.
Topic. Our first comment topic.
We have Justin the Ross right here in the flesh on our podcast. Justin, how the heck you doing, bud?
Oh, so good. Can I be honest? It's been amazing just to watch you guys.
Wow. Just to see
and
us.
Just to see you maintain this deep eye contact.
Yeah, it's a lot of eye contact.
Oh,
it's a lot of our eye contact, a hefty amount of breathing.
When we did our quote-unquote live show, I didn't know what to do, if I was supposed to look at Brandon's eyes or if I was supposed to look at the audience.
Yeah.
I chose Brandon's eyes.
Yeah. That is always, hey, let me tell you something. That's always a safe bet.
Okay.
You are safe.
You're
right,
safe in
you're
my
safe
eyes.
You're safe right here staring into these two pearly whites. Is that what they call
them? Baby blues.
Baby blues. That's a better one. Yeah. So that's a safe bet. So anyways, Justin, welcome on. We're very excited
to have you. Thank you so much. I'm so honored. I love the show.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? What's your life about?
It's about the stuff. No, I'm an arborist. So
yeah,
that
you
means
are.
I mess with trees. Mess with trees?
Yeah, you cut them things
down.
I'll leave it there.
play some drums or stuff. Got a little 3-year-old boy. He's almost 3. Married. Stuff like that.
Nice.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
How does one get into cutting trees and being an arborist?
Start with the top.
Oh, that's true. Didn't think of it that way.
I'm here. That's the stupidest thing I've ever said.
Top. The best way you're going to do it.
it's a, I don't know how anybody else does. My story is really strange and windy, but it involves climbing at height a lot of the time, swinging around, using a like lethal weapon,
nice,
chainsaw dude. Thing. It's all my favorite thing, so it attracted me to it, and I...
Lethal Weapon Chainsaw is my favorite movie.
Lethal Weapon Chainsaw.
Oh, it's brewing. I got the script in my closet.
It's going to be fresh, let me tell you that right now. Okay, so before we started recording here, when we were setting up, Justin began to briefly tell me this story. Here's how it all happened. Are you ready?
Spoiler alert.
So we were talking. I was like, what are we going to talk about this evening? I was like, I don't know, man. Like, what do you got? And he was like, well, we can talk about this amputee story I have. And I'm like, okay, so far, so good.
He said, leave it there. I leave for the podcast.
And so he began to just briefly explain this story. And I had to shut him down very quickly and be like, this, I don't want to know anymore. So, Justin, will you just kind of go through that with us again? Start fresh. Day one.
Picture this. Short boy, little skater boy. I don't know where I'm going to be in that boy lineup, but.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We got to find you a boy name.
Growing up in Southern Oregon, Talent, Oregon, where the talent comes from. About eighth grade or so, and started going out with this girl in middle school.
Pretty serious.
It was so serious, dude. What I know about eighth grade relationships, yeah, very serious.
Let me tell you this. We held hand.
Whoa. This is a family podcast, all right? Let's keep it PG.
Why it's funny is because she had her left arm amputated just after the elbow here. And
you actually held hand. I like that a lot.
And Stephanie, if you're listening to this,
she probably is.
All the respect. We should probably have a conversation, but just reach out. You know.
I did it again. Sorry.
Oh, you keep
another little pun. I didn't mean to do.
Reach out.
Sorry.
You can reach out.
Myself up. It's not the problem. Apologize. Anyway, we're hanging out. You know, we're passing notes. Then it gets to like, hey, I'm gonna come skateboard over to your house, which was like 5 miles.
We do for love.
We're hanging out. We go for a little walk to the store. I have my skateboard. We're hanging out. Oh, preface. I never asked her, like, what happened to her.
See, that's the part that really strikes me with the most curiosity.
If you know anything about me, very awkward, timid, especially as a kid, like, did not want to confront anything. So I was like,
how?
I completely ignored it.
How?
Do you ever, like, bring it up?
No, never. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
not once.
I wonder if that was refreshing for her or offensive. Because it's like, it's either going to be like, you know what? Wow, what a great guy to not bring this up. Everyone in my world brings this up all the time. This is nice just to be able to kind of step back and have, like, a real normal life. Or was she like, does he think I'm stupid? Like, does he think that I don't know? Like, you can't. It's obvious. You can't miss it.
He's treating me like I have two hands, but I clearly don't. I don't want it.
It's not like I want him to say anything. I just want him to acknowledge.
I just want him to, I get it. It's not there. Really I understand that's I a topic like, of conversation.
High 10 and then went for it. I just didn't acknowledge. They got a 5.
Dude, I am blown away. And the frustration I would have if I were in your shoes to this day, that would be like, I would have to know.
Do you know now? Oh,
no. So there's more to the story.
Okay, continue.
So we're hanging out. We go to the store. I have my skateboard. It's like springtime, I think, in eighth grade. And on the way back, she's like, hey, I'd kind of like to try to ride that thing. I've never ridden one.
Oh, no.
So we're in the parking lot. Nice, smooth asphalt. And we're out there. And so she jumps on. I'm like, all right, here you go. Jumps on, takes a kick, goes... flies, both of her feet fall out from her, lands on the amputated arm, and breaks it.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was lying.
Wait, it was amputated above the elbow?
Below.
Oh, below. So there was a little
There's
turn.
A thing, yeah. And so she falls on that because she can't brace her impact and falls on it and breaks it. And so I panic. I'm like, what do I do? still not acknowledging that she doesn't have a hand. And kind of like, okay, so I like walk her home sort of, which was like a couple blocks, and then I just leave. And I'm like little eighth grade kid, and I just go home.
Was anyone there, or did she leave?
She went to her parents, and they handled it, and I'm just like some kid that didn't talk to me, like whatever. Somebody had that letter, skateboard. And I don't see her for a while until I see her at school, and she has like a sling. And I find out from someone else that she like broke her arm, and I didn't talk to her anymore.
He's okay with a girl with no, with half an arm, but not a girl with a broken arm.
That's
crossed the line.
The man has standards, okay? Like, what do you expect?
Oof.
What the heck, dude?
This is something we talked about on another episode, but my first memory is of at camp, this girl running. And she, on a slip and slide, and she took her foot off and handed it to my mom and then went down the slip and slide. Yeah. That's my very first memory.
The when I was, I don't remember how old I was at this point. I think I was probably like fifth grade maybe. So I was a young pup. I was living in these apartment complex in Citrus Heights. And there was this girl there in the apartment complex, and I had like a couple buddies around there, but not really like real friend buddies, just more like, oh, you're out, I'll go play, like we'll have a great time.
Yeah.
And there's this these girls that would hang around, and one of them had a crush on me, and so I was like, she wanted to go out, but I didn't know what that was all about. Like, I don't care about, I don't know, like whatever. And so I had no interest in her or anything like that, but she was very persistent, and so just to like get her off my back, I was like, sure, let's go out, like we can be
big
boyfriend
words.
And girlfriend.
Nice.
Yeah, that was big stuff.
Nice.
And we can be boyfriend and girlfriend. Great. And then immediately the next thing she did was go home. She put on a white dress and like was doing the whole fake we're gonna get married thing.
Oh.
But boy, oh boy, did that scare me a whole lot. And I was like, I didn't commit
to
this. I didn't commit to this. Like, this is too much. And I think from that point forward, I like didn't go outside unless to go to my car to go away from the place kind of thing. But I just avoided her at all costs. And then we were moving, and she came up to my apartment, knocked on the door, very sad look on her face because she found out I was moving. And she had something behind her back, like holding both her hands behind her back. And she was like, I got you something. And I said, okay,
oh, no.
Thank you. And she pulled out a giant rock, like a big, massive rock. And she handed it to me, and she said, I want you to have this so you can remember me. And so I was like, okay. So I turn around, I go inside, I close the door, and my stepmom's sitting there packing up boxes. And she was like, what are you doing? Like, what is that? And I was like, a rock. I don't know. And she was like, you can't bring that. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? She was like, get rid of it. I don't know. Like, you just can't take it. And so I'm like, she's like outside. What am I supposed to do? She kind of, and I think she was kind of chuckling because she was just like, sucks to be you. You got to get rid of it. We're not taking that. Like, just don't bring a giant rock into the house. So I go outside. I'm on the second floor, and I go out onto the patio.
Oh, no. Did you crush her with that rock?
No. Okay. Well, I didn't crush her physically with the rock, but I did make eye contact as I threw it over
savage.
The balcony. I threw it over the balcony, landed in the grass, and I quickly turned and walked away. Never saw her again.
Gave her the one finger salute and walked back in.
So, what? I don't remember her name. She probably remembers every detail about me.
She's probably gone through counseling. For
yeah,
that,
this
for
is
sure.
Definitely a life changer for her. So, my bad.
My picture of little Brandon, he still has long hair and a little beard.
Just a little
yeah,
beard.
Just a little beard.
Just a little beard.
Little scruff.
That's still me, pretty much.
It.
So, yeah, that was my my first love.
Wow. She was getting her fake wedding dress, and you went and got fake divorce papers and handed them right over.
Exactly.
Extravagant.
I heard from a little birdie that you have a good Dutch Bros story.
Oh, yeah.
Or multiple of them, perhaps.
It's the Espresso
well,
Boys
yeah,
podcast.
So, I mean, since you're on the Espresso Boys, we like to talk about only the finest coffee.
We only talk about espresso, really.
We only talk about espresso, that of which Dutch Bros comes. I wouldn't be surprised if they have an espresso item on their menu.
They, I'm not here to bad mouth the company.
Listen, we are. This actually, this episode is brought to you by Dutch Bros.
I love you, Brant. Yeah, I have a few of those. Definitely heard espresso in my day.
He slung spro.
Slung.
I was a broista. Spro.
A broista? Is mm-hmm. that what they called it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
No!
Oh, no, Dutch broista.
No!
Oh, no.
Yeah, 7 years of that.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
06 to whatever, 6 plus 7.
06 to 013.
We could probably squeeze this in before I got to go.
Yep.
Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do that.
River Road in Eugene. There's a location there, and it was remodeled, but before that, there was no lighting in the parking lot. And it was a two drive-through, little kiosk thing, so one man working. It was November 9th, I think, 2008.
That's my birthday.
No way.
Yes.
Wow. Look what
you
the Lord has done.
You were celebrating, and this was happening to me.
Celebrating hard. I'm excited
for this. I'm chilling, cleaning the machine. I think it was somewhere around 7 o'clock. It's dark, rainy, like it always is in Eugene.
Yes.
And I get this homeboy walking up, and he starts talking to me. And he has a hat on, camo hat, wearing gloves because it's kind of cold and rainy and stuff. And like camo everything. Looked like someone's dad. And I'm supposed to be approachable, nice guy.
Sure.
Really naive at this point. Still am, but like really naive at that point. And genuinely, so this got into my psyche because I genuinely try to see the best in people. And
right.
I'm really empathetic to a fault, which you will hear. So he talks to me for like a good 10 minutes. And there were a couple red flags that I should have grabbed onto and like taken, but I just was trying to make the best of it. First one being in casual conversation, he's like, "Hey, so you know anything about guns?" I'm like, "Oh, you look like a hunter." So I was like, "Yeah, you know, I did like hunter safety. You know, my dad, like, I grew up shooting rifles and stuff. That's normal." 5 more minutes later, he's like, "You know, do you consider yourself to be like a brave person?"
Oh man,
oh,
yikes!
I was like,
"Feeling brave?"
No. I mean, I like jumping off of like bridges into water and stuff, and I skateboard, but I'm not like brave.
Okay, all right, okay.
So, this guy's really scoping out the.
And he's kind of twitching, which I should have picked up on. So then, like 10 minutes into it, he pulls out a gun and points it at me and has me. Hand him all the money, which we had just done a shift change. It was like $150 cash.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like,
dude,
arguing with me. I'm like, I swear this is all we have. And yeah, there's this Bjork song going on in the background. It's like seared into my memory with like this whole interaction. So yeah, I hand it over and then he makes me lay down in the back and then he takes off right as like another customer comes up. And they pull up and like the window's closed and so they're like knocking on it and I'm just laying in the back like convinced he's gonna shoot me.
Yeah.
Like full on paranoia like for a while after that, but laying in the back, sneak up the cell phone through my shirt, like call the cops, like, "Hey." Really, really fun.
What the heck, dude?
So they get him though. He got a cup of water. He's drinking that. And they got his DNA because he left it there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
And
that's
so like
cool.
A year later, I had to go to court and like idea, well, this whole thing in court, but got like 70 months in prison.
Jeez. Wait, how long does that end up being years wise?
That's like 12.
It's 5 years, 6
something
years.
Something like that.
Six. 70 months.
Between 5 and 6. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he pulled the gun out
five,
and said,
yeah,
"Give me
years.
A large Red Bull."
Give me a large Red
Bull.
They only come in one size.
Please.
Break it a double. Yeah. That's not so much a funny story. Well, it could be if I tell it better, but.
Well, that's that sounds very intense, if I can say that. I don't think I've ever had a gun pointed at me in such a way. What was the Bjork song? Do you hate it now?
I want to be funny and say, "State of Emergency." But it wasn't. It was a song on Homogenic. I don't know the title of her songs. Her songs are...
Do you, like, if you heard it now, does he, like, send you back to, like...
Immediately lays down.
Yeah.
It's
are you no. Like it jacks
no,
you up
go,
that
I
much.
Go plank. No, I don't go nuts or anything. It just the fun thing. Maybe we can link to this later. The great thing is I have the security camera footage of this.
No way.
And I've watched it a lot.
Wow. Yeah,
like,
you got to send us
over
that
in my brain. So if I can dig that up,
please do
link that. On there.
Wow, dude. Like
the exclusive. On The Office when Michael falls into the koi pond and exactly. the security
definitely.
Footage.
Definitely. You get to see
but this one involves
guy.
A gun and threats of uh-huh. violence.
But it's kind of funny.
Kind of the same.
I'm worse at telling stories. My first reaction, 100% honest, he points a gun at me and says, like, you got to give me the money. I'm like, really, dude?
Right, nice.
We became friends. We were like hanging out, dude.
I trusted
you. Felt,
no, yeah,
you felt personally, like, betrayed.
Yeah, like, he... Singled
Seriously,
me out.
Little
man?
The first
little
red
boy.
Flag that he gave me was he asked for my social security number, and he seemed like a good guy.
He seemed like a straight
seemed
shooter,
nice, you know.
His mustache was nice and kempt, you know.
What? That's a weird. I wonder what was going on in that dude's head, because it's like to have 10 minutes sad. Of dialogue with someone.
Yeah.
Was it like a? Was he just genuinely testing the waters?
That's it. Really was. I think he. Was a strung out heroin addict
oh.
and he needed his next score. But like you can watch him make the decision as he's talking to me. So like these things that I could have answered better would have
so
led to him not doing that probably.
Note to you listeners, if someone asks you knew a lot about guns, scream out in your loudest roar, yes. Yes,
oh, yeah.
I do.
I have
boy,
I
oh
have
boy.
12 yeah. on me right now, actually.
Do I love guns? And then when they say when are you brave?
I'm the
you
bravest.
You scream with the loudest voice you got.
You lie.
Oh, I'm
roar.
so brave.
I'm a brave boy. That's your name.
Boom. Brave boy, espresso boy.
The brave boy.
Oh. It's the brave boy, espresso boy.
Oh, so
Justin
honored.
The Ross.
Oh, so honored.
So, yeah, note to, you know, I, this is, so I have the opposite of your issue where I'm like, does that person look weird?
Yeah,
I'm going
too.
The other way.
Me too.
For sure I am. Like, anything like that. Yeah. Like, oh, come here. No, for sure. I'm like, I will quickly go the other way. I think walking around Sacramento a couple days ago, there's a couple guys that were walking on my side of the road across the street. Because I'm like, I don't know these people. And they are kind of scary looking. So
I do that with old people.
Good, dude.
They scare me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just for protection for me. You
yeah.
Because well, so I'm afraid I might hurt one.
I'm afraid I might hurt one.
Like, intentionally.
Yeah. Completely purposefully, you know. I don't want to, but just
I blacked out. I don't know what happened. They're on the floor.
I started hurting olds, man.
Woke up and I was in the wheelchair. I don't know what happened.
Well, so the listeners aren't concerned. A lot has changed since then. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, so listen, this isn't like an open invitation to go rob Justin, okay?
Please.
He is the brave boy, espresso boy.
He's brave.
As committed to nonviolence as I am.
Yeah, now, if anybody ever says, are you brave? You say, oh, I'm the brave boy.
Oh, you listen to
the
brave
boy. The brave boy, espresso boy.
And I know about guns.
Yeah, so listen, guys, just when you see him walking around the street, don't attack him. He's a nice guy, all right? He's just going to love you.
Unfortunately, I think that is all the time we have today for Justin.
Thank you, guys.
He's got to head out.
He's got his little baby boy to pick up,
yeah.
I believe.
But it was an honor having you. We're
Thank
so
you.
Thrilled.
Oh, wow. So much.
You guys are great.
What is your social media?
Justin the Ross.
At Justin
and
the
I'm
Ross.
Pretty much only on Instagram right now.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
Yep.
Cool.
Justin the Ross. Go follow him.
Thank you, y'all.
We have another guest coming on. He should be here any minute now. But while we're waiting for him... I can share a little bit about
okay.
my last couple
cool.
weekends.
Perfect. So, Brandon, you were not here last week.
No.
We had the beautiful Caden Brown and Braden White on.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, did I miss you. Where were you at? What
I
were you doing?
Was in Seattle, Washington, mm-hmm. for the Coffee Expo, the SCA, Specialty
nice,
Coffee
nice.
Association. Did we record... What was the episode where you recorded before Caden and all them came on? Did we record one then? Because I went to Rhode Island.
Yeah, we did. We recorded one before you went.
All right. That's good. Well, yeah, so I went to Rhode Island the weekend before this. So mm-hmm. it was all for work. And as like glorious and fun as it might sound, very done with traveling for the moment. Because my God, we went to Rhode Island. We're setting up a coffee at this church up there. And... yeah, that was fine. That part was fine. It was just work. And then it was like 3-hour time difference, whatever. And then so we went from Friday to Sunday in Rhode Island. And then Sunday we took a bus to Rhode Island in New York. And then on Monday, we were going to leave New York around 6 o'clock, come back to Sacramento at like what would end up being like 1 o'clock, I think. And we get a, it was like downpour on Monday. It was miserable. Mike and I both were just like, at one point, we talked about it later, but in the beginning of the day, we were just talking and we were like, this is not, this isn't fun. We need to just like find somewhere to sit and just, because we're just drenched or whatever. So it was crazy weather all day. And then it cleared up mid afternoon, but we got a text alert saying that our flight was delayed for 3 hours. And so like, that sucks. So hopefully we had a connecting flight in Denver to SAC. So we're like, hopefully that won't get all messed up. So we go to the airport, which was a nightmare to try to get to the airport because just traveling through like on trains and all that stuff, it was just crazy trying to figure all that out. And then get to the airport, check in our bags, and the lady's like, where are you guys staying in Denver? And we're like, we're not staying in Denver. We have a flight to Sacramento. And she was like, no, you don't. And oh, I was like, man. I was mad at this point, and I didn't get sassy or anything, but she was kind of sassy with me. So I was like, yes, we do. Like, what do you mean we don't have a flight? And she was like, your flight got delayed. And we're like, jeez. Yeah. What does that mean? Everything? Like, we don't have a flight now? And then she was like, no, that's like, once your flight gets delayed, you guys got to check in on that. And I'm like, I was like getting so, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Are you kidding me? Like, why is that my responsibility? You guys told me my flight was delayed. I'm assuming you're going to fill in the rest of the details.
Yeah.
But no, they did not. So Southwest, dumb company. I hate them. And this episode is also brought to you by Southwest.
love
you guys. Best company ever. And anyways, we get to Denver. We get into Denver at like 1 o'clock. Go to sleep around 2. Wake up at 5 to go on, get the earliest flight back to SAC. We finally get to SAC on Tuesday. We have 3 days here. And then we get back on a plane to Seattle on Friday. And then it was just coffee galore. Like, it was madness.
It was just everybody's like, try this, try this, try that.
Yeah, like, it was insane. Just so much stuff to do, so much stuff to look at. And it was everything you love and hate about coffee, because it's like people who are taking it way too seriously. And really, when we break this down, it's not that cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. It's fun. We can geek out on it. But this is no better than just your, like, it's no better than a comic book convention. Like,
CoffeeCon.
Yeah, it's seriously, it's like, it doesn't make that much of a difference. So it's like, you get the people who are just doing the most over the top with it. I can't stand those guys. But then you have other people who are just, like, super cool guys, fun to connect with and all that. But yeah, it was wild, dude. It was 3 days straight of just overload on coffee. Tons of great, like, connections and meeting people and all that. So it was fun. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
Sure did miss you. I was crying the whole time I was editing last week's episode.
just weeping.
Yeah. Just tears all over my keyboard.
That's an appropriate response. That's the only response I would expect.
Our guest is here, though. He's ready to go. His name is Molekul. He's from France. You want to explain a little bit, Brandon?
Yeah, so our boy...
Molekul.
So it's... I can't... He's French.
Yeah.
He's from France. So we actually got connected with him through Patreon.
He's a big fan.
He's a fan of ours through Patreon. And he has been... We got him in town. He was in San Francisco. We told him, come on through. And so here he is. And so we are super excited to...
Is this work?
Yes. There you go. You're good now.
Is it work?
Yes,
it
works.
Very good. Oh, so cool. So nice to be here. Hey, I have to say I'm...
Oh, no. Dude, his glasses fell.
His
second pair of glasses.
First off, very big fan of you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to every single episode, and I brought some things for you. May I give you?
Yeah.
So funny thing, you always talk about La Croix, which is so funny because it is French for the cross.
Yes.
As you say here.
Is that the cross?
That's what La Croix means.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Your sponsor didn't tell you this?
No, they didn't let us know on that one.
But what is so funny is this beverage is in France and is very popular in France, but it is, you say it is called what?
So clear.
So clear.
Huh. So clear, sparkling water.
So La Croix is here.
Yes.
It's very
in America.
Popular here. And but Soclair is popular in France.
Wow.
Isn't
that
funny?
Is funny?
That is funny.
You know, I took a French class in high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I failed miserably with the 19% in the class. I
actually don't know French too much very good anymore either. So,
You're here in the States usually?
Well, I've been here for a while now.
Okay. Like how long?
About 4 years.
Oh, okay. I thought you came from France.
Well,
wait, where
I
are
mean,
you
like
years
originally,
before.
Right?
Where do you live?
Yeah, no, 4 years ago. Around UC Davis.
So you're...
Why did I pick you up from the airport this morning?
Yeah.
Well, I had to maintain... I guess you could have just asked me. I like to maintain the cool personality, persona of a hip-hop artist.
It really put him back a few dollars, though, is the thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's worth it because he's been supporting us through Patreon, so...
That's true.
That is right. All of my funds that I gather go to the Patreon.
So what do you do to... what do you do for work?
At the moment, currently nothing really. Mm. Some people describe me as a homeless shelter inspector.
Homeless shelter inspector?
Sorry, here's your haichu. I know at one point you requested this from Danny.
Yeah, we did.
You know
did.
Him? So I was hoping, you know, I don't know.
From Danny.
He seems to be sort of here and there. I don't know. He's in some episode, but if you ever need help.
He's having some health issues right now,
If
Danny
you
is,
ever need help, yeah. I'm here, you know, you can hire me. To do this job, whatever you have. But I think of things like this, right? I bring you a haichu.
Thank
so
you. Wow, I
nice,
really appreciate
right?
that.
You like that to make you my friends?
Yes. That is actually what
we're
sealed the
We're
deal.
Officially friends
well, I'm
now.
Trying now. Anyways, some people call me a homeless shelter inspector.
So you live in the homeless shelters?
No, more like I go and find a shelter, like maybe a cardboard box, and I say I
And you inspect the box?
Gosh, that keeps sneezing. I inspect it. I say, maybe this is a good shelter, or maybe it's not. And if it is, I'll sleep there.
Mm. Wow. That's
and that's where I live.
I heard something interesting about you, actually. I heard that you like to walk around and try to guess Wi-Fi passwords.
Guess Wi-Fi passwords?
Yeah. Is that true?
I don't know why he's
is
laughing at me. I don't know if it's because I tell good jokes, because that makes me funny.
Yep,
that makes me funny
yep.
and valuable. But if you laugh at me, I feel kind of self-conscious.
No, no,
but,
no. You know, I was just thinking
a good joke.
Yeah,
no,
you
it's
gotta,
because
you
funny
stuff on you,
when
funny
I do I only have a iPod Touch.
iPod Touch.
I don't
have
a phone or anything, so I have to walk around and find a password in order to send correspondence to maybe you or
sure.
or the
other business associates
to send well just you to send the monies for the Patreon.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't have access. They won't let me have. I've tried too many times to be on the UC Davis.
they block
things,
you.
They block. They don't like me very much. And maybe
like
I
Starbucks.
Use too much.
You ever go there?
A Starbucks.
A Starbucks.
Well, I think you have to buy something to get up there.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right.
You might be able to just like post up on the like on the glass outside too.
Mm-hmm.
Just
this
lean
is
up
very
on
good
there.
Idea. See, I come here to get the good ideas mm-hmm. like this to help me live a more good future.
So is it? I was looking at your Wikipedia page and it was just your name. There's nothing under it.
Someone made this.
Yeah, and so I wasn't exactly sure what it was you are known for. It's something to do with hip hop. Is that right?
There are some people who have known me to be a hip hop artist. This is true. I've been done hip hop on top of many songs, many popular songs.
Okay.
Such as.
Well, name a song. Any song.
What about
Power by Kanye West?
Yeah.
Power
yeah.
by Kanye West. Maybe at one point I have played that out in the yard by all the people running track, and then I do hip hop over it. So I probably have played for that song.
No, yeah.
I just add things like like super, and then like you know we on top of it to make it more positive. Because
who's some of your favorite hip hop artists?
I like Smishmouth.
Smishmouth.
How you say it there? Smishmouth.
Can you? I'm not familiar.
Is this hip hop? Hip hop is a wide umbrella, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
I don't know
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. I guess they could fall into that category, right?
Yeah.
They get knocked down.
I mean, you
right?
seem to know.
There's some sort of rhythm quality to these songs, but also maybe there's a French artist named MC Solar,
mm-hmm.
and he is a very big inspiration to me. He does raps in French, and so sometimes I will listen to him and add my own twist.
So I'm sorry.
It.
Have you You've never actually worked with him, though?
No, not like meet him, but I played his songs.
Same with
on speakers
outside. And
that would
be the same for like Kanye West. You never
met him. I do not meet these individuals. I just I will go on and I will sing my part on top of their music for an audience of maybe a person walking by on the sidewalk.
Can we maybe like put you to the test?
You want a demonstration of my?
I think if we can.
Discuss with me.
Do you need a specific song?
Any song. As long as it has a meter, like a rhythm,
sort
of constant.
Yeah. Do you have, you want to pull up Spotify? Maybe let's do in honor of the brand new release, the movie that just came out like yesterday, Black Panther.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Let's do a little Kendrick Lamar. That first song I think should be good.
Here we go. We'll go.
You are very good at these computers. This is very impressive.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow, I mean, you have to say all that.
I also came here to pitch some business ideas for maybe later. I have some business ideas. I know it's a popular thing on in America here. I see through people's windows into the. Stop laughing at me! I do not know if my jokes are so funny. I look through the window and I see people watching this. I hear you laughing at me. It made me very insecure.
No,
them watching this show, Think of Shark, and then they do they give them ideas.
Mark Rubio.
Is that his name?
Ruffalo?
I can't really hear.
Marco Rubio and Mark Ruffalo are neither one of them are on Shark.
Is he the Hulk?
Mark Cuban. Wow, Mark Cuban. Oh. You know him?
No, I cannot really hear so much because of the glass, but I get the idea that they're presenting an idea, and then they say, oh, no, shark, Think Shark.
Think Shark, yeah.
I mean, you pretty much got the show just
two sharks.
Out
shark good
two,
or
two sharks is no, one shark is yes.
One shark
everybody
is yes.
Everybody knows.
Oh, okay. So, after my rap, maybe I'll give you some ideas for my businesses, and then you help me be successful to get on my feet, and then maybe I won't be so homeless.
No.
So, can I ask you a question? And I don't know if this is too personal.
Absolutely,
feel
anything
free,
is on
do
the table.
Do not answer.
Anything is on the table.
Have you ever actually made money from rapping or producing or anything like that?
Maybe because of what is the word? Pity. Are they to make me stop it?
Like when you're inspecting those boxes, I mean homeless shelters.
Right. Yeah. The shelters. You know, if I'm doing it on the corner where there are a lot of people and they're trying to have a nice conversation, but I'm right next to them blasting some music and saying "Oui, c'est faisant," things like this. And they say, shut up, please. And I do not until they give me money. So I guess you could say I've made very small amounts of money.
Okay.
So I've written down some business ideas that I will give to you, and then you give me feedback and say maybe it's a good idea. Maybe.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
First idea. Okay. I have a Kickstarter I'd like to start for Pepsi. Because I think they might need help with this. Because every time someone says the same word at the same time, they say, 1, 2, 3, you owe me a Coke. And
right, yeah.
Personally, I do not like Coke at all, and it's a garbage drink.
Yeah.
And then the Pepsi needs to get on this trend, and maybe whatever a Kickstarter could do to maybe reverse that.
Oh, wait.
I think I like the idea. I do. But I think as far as
1, 2, 3, you owe me a Pepsi. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
I don't think that's like a Kickstarter.
It almost
thing.
Rhymes.
That's like a. It just needs to be.
It's almost a movement.
A marketing thing.
Sure.
So hashtag Pepsi.
Yeah. Hashtag you owe me a Pepsi.
Hashtag you owe me a Pepsi. Okay. You're welcome, Pepsi. Okay. Here's my second idea. Loft cheese, because cottages are so 1800s.
Oh.
What?
Is it good? Have you made any?
It's just the rename of cottage cheese.
But have you made any though?
So is this another
personally
like
made cottage cheese? No,
so this
I don't
is
know
another.
It is
so this
I think
a business.
This might be another marketing thing.
Is this marketing? Am I confused?
No. But it's like it's off to it's something. I just think that it's a.
I was thinking, make cheese sexy. You live in a loft, have a sexy cheese.
That's an idea. I just again, I think it's not so much a business model. I don't know that you're gonna get.
Is this what they want
Marco,
from the sharks?
Michael Rufio involved on that one. Per se.
They want like models of sharks. Okay. Colonel Turtle Breakfast.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
This always makes me laugh. It's very funny. Colonel Turtle Breakfast Cereal.
Colonel Turtle Breakfast Cereal?
See. Because good defense is the best offense. Because they have the shells.
No, yeah, that one will work. That one will work for sure.
Bulletproof.
You have Captain Crunch, oui, and you have what else was this?
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, but Colonel Turtle.
Colonel Turtle. What does Colonel it taste like? What's the?
Oh, see, I don't think this far into this. Is this sort of the question they asked me on Sea Shark?
Ideas,
yeah. You're just the idea. I got that.
Two sharks.
That's why I bring them to you.
Give that a shark in a tank for sure.
Shark in a tank. Can I have shark? I could sell it for. Okay.
See, what next idea.
Club Baby Seal.
Is this Club Baby Seal?
Is this a club named Baby Seal?
Or yeah.
Are you clubbing a baby
seal? It is called Club Baby Seal. You go in and it has little seals and they're decorative and maybe they're dead.
Are they real?
Maybe they have been bludgeoned, but I mean they're live seals. Everybody think they're cute. Some are alive, some are dead. But club, go to the club. Go to Club Baby Seal.
That's not a bad one. Because they have cat cafes.
Y'all want to go Club Baby Seal?
May not like the whole dead seal.
The dead ones are going to be tough to sell. I say just keep those out.
Yeah.
But if you can get yourself a small army of baby seals.
That would be so amazing.
That would be great.
This is a marketing idea.
Yeah.
That one's actually more of a business. That one is a business, I'd say.
Okay, so Mark.
Maybe you could get Pepsi to do this for you.
Pepsi sponsored Club Baby Seal?
Yeah.
Pepsi loves clubbing baby seals.
Yes. Clubbing baby seals.
Oh, you call it clubbing here.
Brought to you.
You go clubbing?
Yeah.
Oh, you go clubbing, baby seal.
Yes.
Oh, I like this. This is even better. Okay. The students were like this. Okay. Next idea. Two more left. Here we go. Gim some dat nachos.
Gim some dat nachos?
Yes, you can read it here. It's like a Thai food place, but it's called Gim some dat.
Gim some dat
nachos. Gim some dat nachos?
And they'll have Thai nachos.
What do Thai nachos
have? Like nachos, or would it be like noodles with cheese on them?
I don't know.
Oh, see.
Again, yeah, see.
Just the ideas guy. I like that.
He's got the skeleton. We just fill in the meat.
Yeah.
I like that. France, I have not been to Thailand. I've been here only to UC Davis. But, I guess Vacaville now and then the airport. But I have not been to Thailand, so I do not know. I figured they have nachos, but no.
Wait, I'm sorry. You've only ever, as before today, you'd never left UC Davis?
No. I've been here since I was stranded here. But just only in UC Davis. Huh. I'm afraid to leave.
I'm afraid.
Okay.
My last idea is organic surge.
Wait, is that old soda?
Yeah.
Yes, you
organic
you like
organic surge?
That's
I'm a
good one. That's got some life on
I
it.
I think
for sure.
Before that happens, I think they need to bring surge back in order for it to go organic.
Where'd they go?
I think they're
knows.
Gone.
I do not know.
I see. Here's the thing. People are into like the retro stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
People love dressing up real dumb, like they're from the 90s.
And you make organic.
If you make organic, are you kidding me?
Fair
That's
trade?
The best of both worlds.
Fair
organic,
trade.
Fair trade, 90s soda pop.
Surge.
Ooh, a little soda pop?
A little soda pop.
No problem.
No, yeah. That's
you juiced?
That one I can get on board. The Pepsi one, a bit of a marketing. I don't know that they're necessary. The
Loft cheese,
again, more marketing than anything. Yeah, there was the cereal one,
Colonel Turtle.
That's just a whole startup. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a Kickstarter.
That is a good podcast. I know that one. I know three podcasts. Your podcast. That one and another one.
That one's a good one. That's a Kickstarter. And then Baby Club or Baby Seal Club.
Club Baby Seal?
Club Baby Seal.
Mm-hmm.
Clubbing Baby Seal.
Also a good one. They all need to be alive though. That's a given. Them,
but they
if I can
alive?
See those things alive.
What if you go there and then you go clubbing and then by the end they're all dead?
That would be
because of the clubbing.
Also
maybe
because
of the clubbing.
That would also be a concern.
I don't know if it's
that's not good.
Language barrier, but I don't know. Are you talking about club, like hitting, or are you talking dancing?
You hit the dance floor, no? You hit it, you go beat it, like go do a beat, you throw down, you know?
I still didn't answer my question.
The problem is...
I just think before we go pitch it to anybody, we need to make sure we're not actually...
I want
to
just be on the same page here. We don't want one of those.
We so do hit the dance floor, we do not hit Baby Seal.
Correct?
Yeah, but maybe if you dance so hard, maybe one of your friends pass out dead. That's normal.
That's not normal. See, the thing is, that's not normal.
So you do not club as hard as we do here in France?
You guys pass out dead?
If you club so hard.
I don't know if pass out dead is the right word. I think it's
just
dead.
Dead.
I think you're just dead, yeah.
No, you get very tired. You get hit so hard with the dance moves that you just, maybe too much robot and you need oil, you die. This is not normal.
It's not totally normal. I don't know the
I'm
scene
not
that
in the
well.
Well,
I don't know it.
I don't want to be hated by your audience.
No,
it's just
you're
normal.
Good.
It's my culture.
It's,
I can't
it's what's the culture barrier? Mm-hmm. That's all it is. We're learning. But then I really want to hammer in on that last idea that you had.
Organic search?
Organic search.
That's the best one.
That is.
So you attach yourself to
changer.
This?
We, as the Espresso Boys, I think we can back and endorse this.
The only thing is, these ideas, some of them are so great, that we might actually cut them out of the podcast because I don't want anybody stealing your ideas.
Oh, so when you hear the big gap in the middle, that's when I told them about the.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we'll cut these out because I don't want anyone stealing those. Okay. The organic search.
I understand.
That one's ours. Yeah. That one's ours.
Maybe you can funnel some of your high net worth streaming money into your organization.
We have literally dozens of dollars every month coming in. Yeah. So this is the right this is the right way. And I'd say we give you 10% of the profit.
Yeah, we'll keep 90.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Really, even $80 for like.
You just want good. Okay. No, yeah, deal. Shake my hand.
$80.
Shake my hand.
Whole idea and one whole year's worth profit, I get $80.
Yes.
Okay. Shake it.
That's a good deal.
I will close off this for 3 months, maybe.
Honestly, this has been a pretty good episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, we made money.
You had your haichu. You've been chewing the haichu the whole time.
That was pretty good. I appreciate the haichu and the so clear and the cross.
Yeah, I think we might have to cut the so clear out as well.
Oh,
because we are sponsored
slightly
by LaCroix.
I see now that this is a conflict.
But I do appreciate the gesture. It does mean.
Or we can just like fill in whenever we say so clear. Yeah, we'll have a different like an audio.
Oh wow!
Clip
I really love
in.
This LaCroix. It's really good.
I think this will benefit the podcast very good.
No, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have anything you want to plug before we head out?
I would love to plug. So so you'll see me around creeping and maybe in the bushes and UC Davis. Please come say high five, give me whatever, get monies. If you hear my hip hop, just give me thumbs up, say yes. Also maybe if I have this iPod and it has an Instagram account on it. I cannot change or log out because I don't know password. But if you go on there, it is the name Justin and then a dot and then actor. Justin.actor.
Justin.actor?
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing I found. So I found it at UC Davis, and I've been using it for correspondence.
You found the iPod?
So is your name Justin?
No. My name is Claude.
He found the iPod.
Oh, right. Okay.
At
UC Davis.
Yeah. Wow,
okay,
that's a good find.
Here, check this out. I don't know. It's probably coincidence. It has to be. But did you happen to run into Justin Ross on your way, coming in?
Was he that really kind of annoying small person?
Yeah.
It must have been.
I've seen that. I'm not very fond of this individual.
Well, I mean, he works at UC Davis. You've seen him there?
Well, he makes loud chainsaw noise when I'm trying to sleep.
Very loud.
He cut down my house yesterday.
Yeah.
My house with my family. I don't have a family, but
we heard about that.
But squirrels were his family.
They all
sorry about
away.
Your
I've
aunt
not talked to them for. All, I haven't talked to them all day. I'm stressed out. Yeah. So no, maybe it is his, but I will not give it back.
No,
to him
you shouldn't. That's yours.
He is a jerk, and I don't like him. Take away my house.
Well, you can literally do anything you want to him because he's not. He wouldn't consider.
Is this true?
Brave.
He does
not. Listen to the next podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait. I listen to every single one when it comes out, and I listen to it, and I listen to it backwards also.
You can grab, probably just grab his chainsaw, and he'd be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then use it upon his neck? I can club baby seal
him. I wouldn't want to do that. No. I wouldn't want to condone that. But I'm just
thanks
like,
so
maybe
much for listening, everybody. We this is another great episode of the Espresso Boys podcast.
We go dancing.
Just go check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Patreon. Go support us there. We love your support. We love your money.
Real quick, I want to shout out a couple podcasts.
Okay.
These are some guys that I've gotten connected with through Reddit, the front page of the internet. This episode is brought to you by Reddit.
A lot of sponsors this week.
Yeah. And first one is Genuine Chit Chat, a weekly podcast hosted by Mike Burton. It's honest conversations with interesting people. Every podcast is about something different with different guests ranging from musicians to travelers, politicians, and so on. And he's got a British accent. So not as cool as a French accent, I'd say. But it's
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît. You should start a podcast and call it S'il vous plaît.
Oh, you let me talk still?
Yeah.
Go for it. So we'll go to the dance floor? Oh, and then
no,
maybe.
Okay. No, all right. So then we got one more podcast here, and that's called the How Do We Get Here podcast. 230-somethings reliving their glory days of closed-circuit AM college radio at Boston College. Join Chad and Morris as they try to figure out exactly how they got to where they are today. Another great one. Super good guys. Super funny to listen to. They're really enjoyable. But anyways, go check out those ones, Genuine Chit Chat and the How We Get Here podcast.
Maybe if I come on again, you ask me how I got here. Maybe then I'll be famous.
If we get,
I have one more person I'd like to shout out. go check out Cold Man Vlogs on YouTube, okay? He's Coleman Reiner, a sweet, sweet boy.
Oh, he's got his vlogs.
He was in, I forget where he was at, but he was doing something for robotics for a school. He vlogged the whole thing. Very entertaining. Love the boy. Go watch him at Cold Man Vlogs on YouTube.
And that will do it for this week's episode of Expressive Voice.
Thank you so much to Justin the Ross for being here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Molecule.
Molecule.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to see your face. I thought you were a cute boy, and then I saw this face, and it's so cute, boy. No, can you believe this?
No, I can believe. Yeah. I can believe that. There's a reason why the world has dubbed him the cute boy espresso boy.
It's not like I gave myself that name.
No.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and a special way to close this one. We're gonna have Molecule. We're gonna have you.
Why is he so hard?
Sing this out, rap something, freestyle something for us.
Let's
okay.
Let's go. Bring it
you ready?
On. Come on.
Here we go.
Yo, we, I'm over here, and we're with the espresso boys, and we have no fear. We're gonna be up, we're gonna be down, we're gonna be caffeinated all the way around. All the way around, you ask? Maybe other side of the world, maybe on France, maybe on the squirrel. That's my friend, that's my family, that's where I want to be, but this evil man, Justin, take it away from me.